那曼达不兹那曼达不兹那曼达不兹那曼达不兹那曼达不兹那曼达不兹那曼达。那么，
I'll begin this morning with a passage from the writings of Shinran Shonin. This is a passage where Shinran talks about a very special characteristic of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. 今日は Shinran Shonin の言葉をいただいてから始まりたいと思います。I invite you to join me in Gassho. Gassho をお願いします。The Buddhas and Bodhisattvas are great physicians. Hence, they are called true teachers. Why? Because they know sicknesses and the medicines to cure them, and they give the medicine appropriate to the disease.
Hotoke to Bosatsu to wa sugureta isha de aru ka から善知識という。なぜなら病のことも薬のこともよく知っており、病に合った薬を与えるからであると。ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ。
Good morning, everyone. 皆さんおはようございます。Thank you for joining us this morning. We've got some nice rain coming down in California. We always love rain, right? So it's wonderful to have some rain coming down this morning. This morning we are continuing our conversation about the life of Shakyamuni Buddha, which we began last Sunday as we celebrated our Bodhi Day service. Does everyone remember what the Bodhi Day service was about last week? Can anyone tell me what Bodhi Day was about? What did we have up here, right here, that we don't usually have here? Yeah, do you remember, Kate? A Bodhi tree. And can anyone tell me something about the Bodhi tree? What is the Bodhi tree? What happened at the Bodhi tree? Do you remember, Kate? That's right, that's right. The Buddha was sitting under the tree, or the Bodhisattva, that's right, because he hadn't become a Buddha yet, and some people were trying to distract him. They were trying to distract him, and was he distracted? No, and then, so he wasn't distracted, and what was he able to do because he was not distracted? Did something very special. Do you remember, Kate? That's exactly right. He became enlightened. He became enlightened, and that was, in a way, the start of the Buddha's path to teaching the Dharma. So he became enlightened, and then after he became enlightened, he was sitting underneath that tree, and he was thinking, you know, there are a lot of foolish people in this world. Most people aren't interested in the true teaching. So maybe I'll just sit under this tree and relax for the rest of my life and enjoy myself here, enjoy my enlightenment. And just keep it to myself. But then, it's said that one of the divine beings called Chakra and Indra, they discovered, they heard about this, and they realized this, and they went and they went to him and they said, "You've got to teach this teaching. There are some people. It's true. There are some people in the world whose eyes, it's like they're caked with mud and they can't see anything." But there are others who it's like they just got a little bit of dust in their eyes, and you can brush that away with your teachings, and then they'll see the truth. They'll see the truth. So please, please, please go out and teach this teaching. And so he went out, and he set out in search of the people he knew best. He had a group of five friends who he used to do very difficult practices with. They would work so hard, they wouldn't even sleep at night. They wouldn't even eat, said they would maybe eat one grain of rice a day. And they would sleep in very uncomfortable places, and they would stay out on a day like today. They would be out under the rain. They wouldn't seek the shelter of a tree. And so these people, when they saw Siddhartha, the Bodhisattva, who would go on to become the Buddha, when they saw him sitting under a tree and receiving gifts of milk, They thought, what a wimp. They thought, he's gone soft. He's not tough like us anymore. He's become wimpy. He's no longer following the path that will lead him to enlightenment. And so when they saw him coming, they said, oh, here comes wimpy old Siddhartha. Let's ignore him. We'll let him sit with us, but we won't talk to him. I always think of this as like a middle school lunchroom table where it's like, oh, you can sit with us, but we're not gonna talk to you because we're too cool. And that was the attitude that they had when he came in and he walked up to them. And they were like, oh, let's just ignore him. But then when they looked at him, they thought, there's something different about him. Something has changed. He understands something. He's got some special knowledge. Let's talk to him. Let's see what he has to say. And so rather than ignoring him, they address him and they say, hey, friend. Hey, Sid, how's it going? And he says, don't call me friend. Don't call me friend. Because now I've realized something very special. Very special. I've come here to be your teacher, to give you some special, special knowledge, the knowledge of my teachings. And then he went on to give them a very special teaching, very special teaching. This teaching is in many ways considered the basis for Buddhism. It's a teaching of the Four Noble Truths and the Eightfold Path. Have you heard about this before? Maybe some of you have heard about this. Okay, I'm going to talk about this a little bit today. This is a wonderful teaching. This is a wonderful teaching. And it's like medicine. It's like medicine. At the passage that I read at the beginning of my talk, it said the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas are great physicians. Do you know what a physician is? A physician? Can anyone tell me what a physician is? It's kind of a fancy word for a doctor. That's right. It's a fancy word for a doctor. That's right. So it says the Buddha is like a doctor. A doctor. And what does a doctor do? When you, it helps people. That's right. It helps people. Has anyone here ever been to the doctor's office? Yes. Yes? Yes? Has anybody been to the doctor's office because they were sick? Because they were sick. Yes. Yes. Many of us have been to the doctor's office because they were sick, right? Right? Yuri-chan, what did you have when you went to the doctor's office? What was wrong? What was wrong? No? Joey, how about you when you went to the doctor's? Joe, how about you when you went to the doctor's office? You forgot? Yeah? Yeah? How about you, Kate? Do you remember why you went to the doctor's office? What's that? You were sick? Okay. I went to the doctor's office once because I had a very, very bad pain in my back. It was so bad I could hardly sit down. So I went to the doctor's office. I found a very good doctor. His name's Dr. Chun. I went to his office, and the first thing he did was he asked me lots of questions. He said, where does it hurt? What hurts? And then he had me walk across the room, and he looked at me very carefully. He said, okay, I can tell there's something strange about the way you're walking. And from what you tell me, I have an idea of what might be wrong. So the first thing that he did was figure out what could be wrong. What could be wrong? Then the next thing he did was, well, let's find out what's causing this problem. He says, okay, I can see that your back hurts, and I can see that you're walking funny, so I can tell there's something wrong, but let's find out what the cause of this is. And he said, let's have an MRI. You know what an MRI is? No, it's you go into like a tunnel, and you go into a machine, it goes, boop, 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 boop. Has anyone here ever had an MRI? Yes, it's very, very noisy, right? There's this boop, boop, boop sound. And it's taking lots of pictures inside your whole body, okay? And so they were taking a picture of the inside of my body. And when I left, they gave me a little printout, a picture of the inside of my back. And I brought it to Dr. Chun, and he looked at it, and he said, now I know the problem. I know the cause. I know the cause. You have something called a herniated disc. It's you have these two bones in your back. If you feel your back, you've got bones. Between those bones, there's little cushions of cartilage. Those are called discs. And if those kind of rupture and poke out, that's called a herniation. So I had part of this disc were pushing out, and they were poking onto a nerve in my back. So it really hurt. But he could say, this is the problem right here. And then what do you think he did? He gave me some medicine. He gave me a shot in my back, a very strong medicine. Okay? And he gave me a shot. But he gave me a shot because he knew, okay, so I know what the problem is. I know what's causing the problem. And I know what we want to do. We want you to not be in any more pain. I don't want you to have any more pain. And so I'm going to give you a shot. So he gave me a medicine. He gave me a prescription. And he sent me to a physical therapist. Okay, so he gave me something to do every day that would help me get stronger and help me get better. Okay, this is what doctors do. And this is like what the Buddha did for his friends. He said, there's a problem. We all have a problem. And that problem is that we're not always happy, right? Is anybody always happy? Always, always happy? No. I thought someone might raise their hand. But no. Maybe somebody wanted to go out and run outside in the park today, right? But it's raining. It's raining. But we should be happy about the rain, actually. So we're not always happy. And that's a problem everybody has. It's a problem everyone has. There's a word called dukkha. Dukkha. It means you're not always happy. And that's a problem everyone has. And then the Buddha said, okay, what's the cause of that problem? Why am I not always happy? Why do I sometimes get frustrated, sometimes get sad, sometimes get angry? Because of, it's actually very simple. He says, because of two things. Because of me and because of mine. He said, because we always think about me and mine, and because we don't get what we want, we're not happy. Because we're not maybe the person that we think we should be, we're not happy. Okay, so it's very simple. Me and mine. Okay? So the Buddha said, then, how do we want to be? We want to be happy. We want to be at peace in our hearts, right? So what do we have to do in order to get that way? We have to let go of the idea of me and mine. Forget about it. It's okay. Okay? So let go of me and mine. Okay? So we've got the problem. The problem is not always happy. Okay, the reason for that, the cause of that problem is me and mine. Okay, how do we want to be? We want to be happy. We want to be at peace. And then we need the prescription. The prescription. Okay, the medicine. The Buddha gives us wonderful medicine. It's called the Eightfold Path. The Eightfold Path. Can you see up here? Do you see something right here? Yeah? Okay, what does it look like to you? It looks like a what? It looks like a ship steering wheel. That's exactly what it looks like. It's called the Wheel of Dharma. And how many handles does it have? Yeah, do you know, Finley? It has eight handles. It has eight handles. And these eight handles, this is a wheel, and that represents the Eightfold Path. These eight things that we try to do living as Buddhists. Okay, so there are eight of them. The first one is right view, to see things clearly. The next one is right thought, to think about things in the correct way. The third one is right speech, to speak kindly but also to speak the truth, not telling lies. The fourth is right action, how you live, what you do, and then right livelihood. That this includes how you live, how you make money, what sort of the way in which you do your work, the way in which you do your work. Then, right effort, working towards the right goals, right mindfulness, paying attention, and also right concentration, to focus, to pay attention to the right things. Okay? So these eight things, these are like the wheel of the ship that help us steer our life in the right direction. So when we think about what are these things, we We think about doing them in a way that is free from being thinking always about me and mine. Okay? So looking at things and seeing other people's ideas, seeing other people's point of view, thinking about things in a way that's not just thinking about myself and what's good for me. Right? Saying things that are true, even if it's not comfortable for me. Action, doing things to help others. Right? Livelihood, also working in a way that helps others. Making effort towards something that's not just going to benefit me. And then paying attention to my own way of thinking and recognizing how my ideas of me and mine get caught up in my daily activities. So the Buddha gave us this teaching, and this is like medicine. It's like medicine. So we take this medicine throughout our lives. We listen to this teaching, and it helps us to be healthy. Not in our bodies so much as in our hearts and minds. So then even if our body gets sick, we still feel okay in our hearts and minds. And that is the wonderful medicine that we get from the Buddha. This is in many ways considered to be a kind of common teaching to all Buddhists. So if you have questions about this teaching, ask me anytime. Okay? This is a very deep teaching. It's very simple, but it's not easy to live this teaching. And this, as Shinran said, this is medicine. The Buddhas, their teachings are like medicine for us. They see what's wrong, then they give us the medicine that's going to help us to live well. Okay? まあ、この仏様の御教えは薬のようなものだと言われますね。仏様はまず何が問題である。医者さんもそうですね。病気やったら何が病気だ。どこが痛い。どこが気分悪い。そして原因はどこにある。医者さんも仏様も同じように原因はどこである。私たちの人間のみんなの、まあ、病気というのは苦しむこと。そしてその苦しむ原因はどこにあるかと言いますと、自分の私と私のという考え方ですね。で、元気になったらどうすればいい。元気になったらこの私と私のという考え方を捨てておくということですね。で、どうやってそれを捨てる。仏様が八正道、八つの正しくすること言いますね。正しいものの見方、正しい考え方、正しい話し方、正しい行い、また正しい生活、正しいことに対して頑張ること、また、正しく念じること、正しい集中することですね。この八つによって自分の心が元気になる。自分の命が正しい方向に生きていけることですね。So, I'd like to conclude by once again reading these words of Shinran Shonin. I invite you to join me in Gassho. 最後に Shinran Shonin の言葉をいただいて終わりたいと思います。The Buddhas and Bodhisattvas are great physicians. Hence, they are called true teachers. Why? Because they know sicknesses and the medicines to cure them. And they give the medicine appropriate to the disease.
Namo Amida Butsu. 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 Namo Amida Butsu.